There they go, disowning anything it is that we say, and then over the next hour again.
So there you go.
Right off the top of your head today on the Travel Guys.
Well, most of the things we say can't be trusted anyway. So, in the travel news, Expedia has to pay their fair share, and their share is a whopper of a tax bill. Plus, we'll tell you how you can create a 48-state road trip.
At 3:20, we dig into the new wellness tourism craze by introducing you to a wonderful resort in Klamath Falls, the Running Y Ranch.
Now, after the news, at the bottom of the hour, going to help you be a smarter traveler by sharing when might be a good idea to spend a little more when you travel.
Oh, you mean like economy plus seats and stuff like that.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Plus, we invite you to join us for a fun game to win a very, very useful prize later on.
At 3:45, we shift gears and become the travel and entertainment guys for Tom's interview with a legendary Barry Manilow. Barry will be in Sacramento on April 17th.
And finally, at 3:55, we tell you what unique travel experience you can have in Palm Springs for only $9,000. Ladies, you're going to want to stay tuned for this.
Just like every Sunday about this time, we are all over the travel and entertainment map. It's time for the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city.
With the show.
Welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys and Entertainment, Travel and Entertainment Guys today,
you
particularly
betcha, yeah.
With some Barry Manilow later on in the hour. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman to my left. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and it's a fabulous Sunday, a chance of some showers in the valley today.
Yeah, that's all. That's just all misleading hubbub that you hear. It never rains in Sacramento.
Well, you know, it rains.
I heard Albert Hammond's going to come back and do a new song, It Never Rains in Southern Sacramento. Yeah.
Well, there was actually just a few little sprinkles that were, you know, and when they hit the pavement, they didn't even make a mark. That's how little it was. How have you been, Mark? I've been on the road, I understand. Where have you been? What you been up to?
Been pretty good. I went last week for a meeting in Fort Worth. Have you ever been to Fort Worth?
Fort Worth, Texas?
Texas, yeah.
I have not been to Dallas, Houston, San Antonio.
Yeah, lots of folks have been
to
Dallas.
Not Fort Worth.
Fort Worth is the real honest-to-God cowboy town, mm-hmm. I believe, in Texas. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of other smaller communities, but in terms of a large community, it's very different from Dallas, and they've done a really good job of fixing up the downtown community in Fort Worth. And so they have a stockyard area, historic area, but a lot of downtown Fort Worth, which 20 years ago was just not worth the powder it would have taken to blow it away, now is a really vibrant hotel and entertainment and restaurant district. And Fort Worth is really a great destination. So I had a good time there, enjoyed some good food, and we had some good meetings, and then flew yesterday into San Francisco to meet a Sports Leisure Vacations group that was in San Francisco to see a legendary entertainer yesterday.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah, yeah.
You say he's for 50 years has been impersonating.
For 50 years, this man, Barry Humphries, uh-huh. has been impersonating. He's an Australian, and he has this character called Dame Edna.
Uh-huh.
And so he comes out on, it's a comic bit. And he comes out on stage, and basically it's kind of a not so lewd Don Rickles sort of thing, where he involves the audience and takes turns kind of playing with them and insulting them a little bit, and it's all in kind of good fun. And we really had a good time yesterday, and it was a beautiful day at Fisherman's Wharf. Just, you know, having a clam chowder and a bread bowl at Fisherman's Wharf on a nice day is about as good as it gets. I mean, people would agree. It's a simple pleasure.
I think from what I gather, when your travelers go, whether it's for that particular show or other things, there's a few kind of things that they kind of expect. Maybe a trip to Fisherman's Wharf, maybe a stop off in a Sausalito for an ice cream on the way home.
Well, right? I think the biggest thing is that if you go with a group, particularly if you go with Sports Leisure, you go to San Francisco for a show, or like the folks who went with us yesterday to see Dame Edna, they went down to Fisherman's Wharf and had some free time to have lunch and look around, do whatever they wanted, and then we took them to the theater. So the disadvantage in San Francisco is that Fisherman's Wharf is several miles from the theater district. Even Union Square is a little ways from the Orpheum and the Golden Gate where we were yesterday. You wouldn't really be able to walk those two, especially with the different the assortment of characters on Market Street. So it's it really is a very convenient way to go when you go with a group and a coach, because that you go right to where you're going and you get off and you scatter and you go get something to eat. And then you come back with your, you know, whatever you got to eat, and maybe your loaf of French bread or whatever. You leave it on the coach. You go to the theater. You get off. You go inside. You come out. The coach is there. You get on it and you come home. So by 6:30 last night, the show got out at 4:30, and by 6:30, even though the traffic was a little bit heavy, we were back in Sacramento at the first stop. So it really is. I'm kind of bragging a little bit on my own company here, but it really is the best way to go. Especially the traffic on 80 has gotten so miserable. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
You almost are guaranteed hitting a slowdown around Fairfield and a slowdown around Davis, no matter what time of the day or what day it is that you're going. An hour
Pretty
and a half
much.
Trip has become a 2-hour trip.
Pretty much. Yeah. Go in a group, go on a bus.
Yeah.
And of course, the whole time you were there, all you could think about was we're only weeks away from baseball.
Yeah.
And your Giants trips.
The Giants have been having their troubles. Boy, Bruce Bochy kind of laid the law down the other day and said, hey, guys, it's kind of time to start concentrating and winning a few games. Hasn't really done him any good. But
no. Well, it's just preseason, you know. There's a, let's see, how many? 164? 62 games?
162. The commissioner wants to cut it back to 154, you know.
What you got?
This is the prize that we're going to give away later in the show. We're going to give folks a chance. Don't call now. We'll tell you later when to call. But this is a Tumi travel bag. Kind of nice, actually. Mm-hmm, it's very small.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's a little, you know, a cosmetic size sort of bag. And it's got 11 things in it.
11 things.
So, I haven't opened it, but there's a list on the outside.
Okay.
And tells us what's in here. And when we play our game at about 35 after the hour, the caller who can tell us the most of these 11 things is going to win not only the bag, but $100 in dining cards from either Applebee's or Ruth Chris. Take your choice.
Wow, nice. So we'll tell you when to call.
That'll be later after the
news. We're going to line up the first three callers that call in, and then at that time we'll give you an opportunity to see if you can guess what's in the travel bag.
Yep.
All right, now let's see if we can guess what's in the travel news, ladies and gentlemen, as Mark brings us up to date.
All righty, let's get the heavy stuff out of the way here. First time, you remember last week we had a terrorist attack in Tunisia. Mm-hmm. Remember that, outside of the museum? Well, the terrorists in particular picked on two busloads of tourists that were unloading. There were people who were on it from cruise ships who were going to the museum as part of shore excursions. So of the 23 people who were killed in that terrorism attack, 12 of them were passengers, 17 of them, I'm sorry, were passengers of the 23 on one of two cruise ships. So Holland America has canceled its visits to Tunisia for the next couple of months. MSC Cruises and Costa Cruises has also suspended Tunisian ports of call. So if you have a cruise that was going to Tunisia over the next couple of months, it is likely not going to go there now. A gentleman the other night, I didn't hear about this until I was reading about it this morning. I don't know how it got past me, but it did. A guy attacked Friday night TSA officials in the airport in New Orleans with a machete.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, so they shot, a sheriff apparently shot the guy, and he has died of his wounds. Apparently this gentleman was quite mentally ill and had some other weapons and stuff in his car, so not a good thing, I guess, you know, yuck.
Yeah, got some good news?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Please.
We talked about road trip in 48 states. If you go to travelguysradio.com, you can find this article and all of the information about this. But this is your opportunity to be able to have an optional road trip to hit every state in the contiguous 48 states.
Now, do they have a length of time that you should allot to how many, if you're working, how many weeks
well,
you need to take off?
This says the trip you would have to travel in order to, and there's actually a route here which doesn't pass through Sacramento, but with a very small detour easily could.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to all 48 states. You would travel 13,669 miles.
Okay.
And it would take you 224 hours of driving. So at 8 hours a day, that's 28 days of driving.
Uh-huh.
At 8 hours a day without stops.
Without actually stopping.
So let's pretend that it probably would take you about a month and a half.
Yeah.
But it would be fun. You can go to travelguysradio.com and just click on the thing. It says the most optimal road trip to hit every state in the country. Travel Pulse put it together, and you can have a lot of fun with it. I spent 20 minutes with it this morning just piddling around.
It's right up your alley. For those that may not know, Mark's favorite, he loves, to go places, but his favorites are road trips.
Yeah, that's it. And if I could figure out a way to have a tour that went to all 48 states and didn't last forever, I would probably have done it. All right, to Flyer Talk, which is one of the big online sites for geeks that like me that love miles and points and all of this kind of stuff, has announced their some of their awards for 2015. Their best rewards program, airlines, American Airlines Advantage program, best hotel, Starwood preferred guest. Thomas, I know you're a Starwood guy. Best drive, Hertz Gold Plus rewards. And then they also had a separate category for best, for outstanding benefit. So American Airlines, their upgrades for their elite flyers, Starwood preferred guest, their platinum room and suite upgrades were the choice, and National's Emerald Club, where you get to choose your car when you just go out, you rent from National, and they, here's a whole line of cars, you pick whichever one you want and drive it up to the gate, and that's the one that you get. So those were the top, and I agree with that, those were the top awards from Flyer Talk for this year. So coming up, we have an interview with Lynette. Is it Lynette? Linnell.
Linnell.
Linnell. I got her name wrong at least once during the interview. Linnell from the Running Y Ranch up in Klamath Falls, a really neat place that promotes wellness tourism.
Beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, you can see some pictures of it if you go to travelguysradio.com and some links to the site. And when we come back after the break, we will talk to the folks at Running Y Ranch up in Klamath Falls. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
It's a wonderful Sunday afternoon. You've got the Travel Guys on the radio. Thanks for tuning in. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Mark. Across the way is... wait a minute. What did I just say? I said I was you. Clearly, I need help in the help field. It's clearly that's what it is. I'm Tom, and he's Mark. I can't believe I did that, Mark.
It's pretty appropriate, though, Tom, because after all, we are going to talk a little bit about wellness tourism.
Please.
Here.
And our guest is Linnell Lynch. She's the owner. She's with Running Y Ranch in beautiful Klamath Falls, Oregon, situated right near the breathtaking Cascade Mountain Ranges. Mark, is that an area that you've traveled in?
It is. It's an area that Sports Leisure Vacations visits every summer. We have a group that goes up and spends a couple days in Klamath Falls and goes up to Crater Lake and then goes on and does some other things in Southern Oregon. For those of you who have traveled in Southern Oregon, you know that it offers a wide range of topography and geography and attractions. And you've got everything from Shakespeare in Ashland, and you get a little bit further away over to Klamath Falls. And, of course, you've got Crater Lake National Park. And we have found something here, the Running Y Ranch, which is, Tom, you and I have talked earlier this year about wellness tourism, about medical tourism. This beautiful Running Y Ranch, how long have you been involved with this?
Well, my husband and I purchased the property just 6 months ago. And truly, because of everything that you were just describing, the unlimited outdoor adventures, the transformative nature of that entire community that really is amazing to enjoy the outdoor richness of the community. And so it was our pleasure to bring inclusive health and wellness travel to the Running Y.
Linnell, how did you, is this, have you been in the hotel business before, you and your husband, or how do two people fall into, I mean, this is not a small operation. Where did this come from?
Well, no, we have not been in the hotel industry. Personally, I run a chain of wellness and beauty academies across the United States. And so I've been more in the wellness industry. And my husband's primary business is in commercial real estate. And we always had a vision of finding a beautiful place that not only we could enjoy, but that we could go in and enhance. My husband's from Iowa. I'm from Colorado. So we're from smaller towns. And we just fell in love with the magical outdoor and beauty of the Klamath Falls area.
Well, Linnell, you know, your place, the Running Y Ranch, was brought to my attention by an email I received that has to do with something kind of new and innovative that's going on at the Running Y Ranch. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've got in regards to this program you call Inclusive Health?
Yes, thank you. Well, we're partnering with Dr. Howard Murad. And Dr. Murad is a leading dermatologist who has built the philosophy that you can build youth back into your cells by an inclusive health philosophy.
Linnell, wellness tourism has become such a huge part of the tourism industry, and it really is something that's that is growing by leaps and bounds. I see on your website, which we will link, you can go to travelguysradio.com if you would like to see this incredibly beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it really, really is, the Running Y Ranch. And we'll have links also to the doctor's website at travelguysradio.com. But this is becoming big business, and it's becoming big tourism business. And I can see why you and your husband would fall into this. Tell me a little bit about the resort. How many rooms, and what are some of the amenities there?
Well, thank you. Well, we are proud and honored to have an Arnold Palmer signature golf course out of the over 300 courses that Arnold Palmer has built. This is in his top 10 globally. In addition, we are right near Crater Lake. The area is rich in outdoor adventures. We have a resort and lodge that has 82 guest rooms. We also have chalets and condos within the community, a restaurant on site, and an adventuresome that anyone would love.
Linnell, let me ask you, do folks come there and just stay at your property? And in other words, are packages available that are just accommodations that folks can just come and kind of a la carte and do their own thing?
Absolutely. We're adding the Outdoor Adventure Center to our lodge, and that will open in about May of this year. But yes, you are on our website. You can select just a guest room, or you can select packages.
Awesome. Our guest, Linnell Lynch, owner, Running Y Ranch. If you go to travelguysradio.com, we'll have a link to the ranch and to the doctor that we were speaking of a little earlier. Linnell, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest, and we wish you the absolute best of luck.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on your successful show. I am now a raving fan.
And I'm logging on right now to schedule my visit, and maybe after I go and I get a little help with my health and so forth, I will actually remember that I am Tom and perhaps not Mark. Either that or I will become Mark.
That was a lot of fun. Hey, if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can see a picture of the Running Y Ranch. And if the setting that it's in, if that picture doesn't make you want to go there, then I really can't help you. Listen, in the headlines, we told you about Expedia getting hit with a big tax bill, and then you left it out of the news.
You shorted us the Expedia deal. What do you got?
Well, and the reason this is important is because for years, these online travel agencies have been charging, let's say they buy the room for $60 from the hotel and they sell it to you for $80. They collect tax on $80, but they only pay the state tax on $60. They pocket the rest. It was unfair from the beginning. They either shouldn't have charged it or they should have passed it along. So the states came after their money. And one by at a time, the online travel agencies are losing these lawsuits. The Hawaii one, get this, is about $300 million.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you start thinking about all this, these guys have been pocketing this money all the time. So if you think about the amount of money that they could have to pay, it could be incredibly sizable. I could put some of these people out of business, although the big ones have bought a lot of the little ones, so you don't really know who is owned by who at this point in time if you're buying stuff online. But what are you doing over there?
I am. I found one of my favorite. I brought in my favorite section of the newspaper. My wife, she reads all of the newspaper, and she hands me The Traveler.
The Traveler.
She says, Tom, here's your section. Sometimes the sports, but The Traveler. And I ran across two really, really great articles. One of them has to do with specialty hotel chains that go playful to lure people like Luis and across the way there, the millennials. Maxi Hotel, this is a Marriott property. The Canopy by Hilton, the Radisson Red, the Hyatt Centric. They're all over the place.
Wow.
They're in a lot of major cities in the United States and in other countries. One of the things that you'll when you read this article that it kind of gets to is the fact that people nowadays, there's two or three things that they're really interested in. Number one is free Wi-Fi, places to plug in all of your mm-hmm. devices, and they like to have this kind of a social activity where when you sit in a, let's say, kind of a lobby area of hotel in big chairs and so forth, that it can be kind of in a fashion where you can socialize with the people
you. It's no question. That's what's been going on in lobbies, in big hotel lobbies all over the country, is creating a social area.
There you go. And the other article has to do with all the great apps that are available now. In fact, Mark, you have one, and we talked about it not too long ago, the Airbnb.
Oh, yes. That lists find the restrooms. Yes.
Restrooms near
it's
you.
On my phone.
There
as
you
we,
go.
As we sit and breathe right here.
Yeah, but let me ask you, do you have the Hotel Tonight, where you can get find out about great deals on hotels that come available for that specific night?
No, I don't have that one.
And if you happen to have booked a hotel and you're not going to be able to make it, they're on that same app, you can offer up that hotel that you've already booked and sell it to somebody else. There's Wi-Fi Finder, where you're at a location and you want to make sure that wherever you want to go, you want to get a good Wi-Fi connection. It has the ability to tell you where the strong Wi-Fi connections are. For me, of course, I want to know where the happy hours are. So there's the Happy Hour app.
That's a pretty good article.
Yes, best parking app. It's in the Traveler, and then...
It's in the travel section of today's Sacramento Bee.
There you go.
Chris, our friend Chris Elliott is in there with his column, trying to get somebody a refund from Travelocity. Somebody mentioned, you know, he only prints the ones where the people get the refund. He doesn't print the ones where they don't. And frequently, well, his online column, frequently people don't always win. You know, they don't always,
right.
He explains that sometimes they're a little off base and stuff like that.
And so, in the very, very back, probably one of the absolute most interesting part is the Sunday Puzzler. No, I mean, right below the Sunday Puzzler is the great Sports Leisure Vacations ad, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I see. Where
applause.
Are those people
Thank
going?
You very much. Well, a place that I was recently up into Reno to see Madame Houdini for a couple of days, and that's in early April. I see you're headed off for the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
That's a Sunday, May 17th.
There's about 7 or 8 dates, and there's only a few seats on one bus. If you want to go with us to the Book of Mormon, call tomorrow morning, first thing.
How about the Pops? That's May the Force be with you.
Yeah, that's up in Santa Rosa. And
that's
going to
be
New
John
York
Williams
and
doing all of the Star Wars
going
stuff.
Going to New York and Cape Cod. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need to plug our contest, because we need some contestants. So if you, 921-1530 and 800-834-1530 are the phone numbers. If you want to give us a call, we're going to ask you to guess the 11 items in this Tumi travel kit. There are 11 items in
11
here.
11 items.
We're going to take 3 contestants. Whoever
three
can
contestants.
Get the most will win their choice of $100 from Ruth Chris or $100 from Applebee's. Depend on, you know, at Ruth Chris, you can barely get a meal for $100. Yeah. At Applebee's, you could get a lot of meals. So it's just whichever you want. Wherever, whichever way you want to go. We need to know, what are the 11 items in this kit? 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. The first 3 callers, Luis will set them up, and we'll talk to you after Heather gives us the news on News Radio KFBK.
You know I can't smile without you.
The fabulous voice of Barry Manilow, ladies and gentlemen.
Name dropper.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you got to interview him.
I really felt bad. The opportunity to interview Barry Manilow occurred on a day when Mark wasn't available, and I had to do the interview on my own, and I still feel bad because I know you're a big Barry Manilow fan.
I love
the songs.
I've never seen him in concert, and
well,
this might just be your opportunity. I'm on the road.
I know.
It's the 17th of April, and I'm not in Sacramento, so it's sucks to be.
But he is. I won't give away the interview, but this is called the last tour or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's actually, and you'll find out in the interview, it's not really his last tour. And in the interview coming up at about 47, you'll find out all about that.
There you go. All right. So
contest
we've got some
time.
Contestants on the line
yes.
here. Lee, Jose, Kathy, and Betty are on the line. So we've got 4 contestants. And we'll see how this goes here. This is the way it works for all of you who are waiting on the phone and for anybody who's listening, too. This is a Tumi travel kit. It has 11 items in it. And we're going to get an opportunity to name the items in the kit. When you miss one, you get one incorrect, we'll tell you. When you miss 2, you're done. So, and then whoever gets the most of our contestants will win their choice of $100 in dining cards from either Applebee's or Ruth Chris. You got that, Thomas?
I think I do.
You got that, Luis? Okay, everybody's all set here. All right, so we're going to take we're going to take our callers here at random, just to be completely fair. So I have written down the numbers here in a random order. So that's the way we're going to take them, because of course, obviously, the person who's last has a bit of an advantage here.
Right.
All right, so let's see. We've got Jose on line two. Jose, you are the first player.
I'm the first one. Awesome. All right.
All right, do you understand what we're doing, Jose? Any questions before we begin?
How big is the travel kit?
How big is the travel kit? It's about 5 inches tall by about 9 inches long. It's basically, you know, if you ever got stuck in at an airport in the old days, the airline would give you a little amenity kit. This was similar to that, except perhaps a little more upscale.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you think is in here?
A razor.
No, not a razor. Right off the bat, you've missed one. Okay, so you get to keep going, though, until you miss another one. What else is in here?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. I'm going to have to say no on that one, too, Jose, because there is something similar to toilet paper in here, but it's not toilet paper. All right, let's go to line three, Kathy. Kathy, that's an easy act to follow. Jose didn't get any. So are you with us, Kathy? Hello, Kathy.
Kathy, we might not have... Kathy on line three. What do you got, Jose?
Yeah, no.
Luis.
Well, okay. She's not there. Okay, let's put Kathy back on hold, and let's go get Betty in Fair Oaks, shall we?
Betty, Fair Oaks, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay, Betty, Jose didn't make too good of a showing there, so you've got things are pretty open so far. We've got a travel kit here.
Toothbrush and toothpaste.
Okay, toothbrush is correct, but toothpaste is a no. So toothbrush is correct. Keep going.
Kleenex.
Kleenex is correct.
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, yes. A hand wipe, that's good, yes.
Pencil and paper.
Pencil and paper. I'm going to allow that because a pen and paper are two of the things in here. So, yes, those are both correct. Pen and paper. Yes, you're up to five. What else might be in this Tumi travel kit? There are 11 items.
Stocking, socks.
Socks is correct. That's six. Wow, you're on a roll.
For your eyes, the blackout.
An eye shade. That's seven. Boy, she's on a roll. Keep going, kid. Keep going, Betty. You got seven.
Earplugs.
Earplugs is correct. That's eight. Keep going. Three, two, one. Okay, I got to call time on you there, Betty, but that's eight.
Okay.
So Betty on hold here.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Let's go back and get Kathy in Vacaville. Are you there, Kathy? No, we never did get Kathy. All right, one more. We've got Lee up here on line one. Is Lee with us?
Yes.
Okay, Lee. You have to tell us there are 11 items in this travel kit. Betty successfully named eight of them. You can name the ones that Betty named, or if you have your own list, you get to go until you miss two. You've got to get at least eight to tie Betty. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
The eye sleeping mask.
Okay, eye mask is one.
The pen, pencil, paper combination.
Okay, that's actually two, three, pen and paper.
All right, Kleenex and handy wipes.
Okay, we're up to five.
A toothbrush.
Toothbrush is six.
Socks.
Socks is seven.
How about lotion, like a sunblock or something?
No, believe it or not, there is no lotion in here. So that's your first miss, Lee. So.
Okay, how about luggage ID?
Luggage ID is not one of the ones in the bag. So you got the seven. I am so sorry, Lee, but, not the winner. Our winner is Betty. Betty, you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, congratulations, Betty. You've won not only this Tumi travel kit, which has, here's the list, Tom.
Here is the list, ladies and gentlemen.
Facial tissues.
Facial tissues.
Toothbrush. dental floss, socks, eye shade, pen, glass cloth, that would have been the toughest one, earplugs, paper, playing cards, and a refreshing hand wipe and a comb. Comb was the other thing.
Yeah, the comb, the dental floss, and the...
cards.
And the cards.
Yeah, the cards were the ones
I
that...
Think,
yeah.
I
nice
think
work, Betty.
That was pretty impressive, Betty. Would you rather have Applebee's or Ruth Chris?
Applebee's,
you got it. All right, you're going to hang on the line here, and Luis is going to get some information from you so we can get in contact and get you your prize. Congratulations, and thank you all for playing. That was kind of fun.
It was. By the way, we are the Travel Guys. I think we forgot to mention that at the beginning of the bottom of the hour. Here on KFBK every Sunday at 3 o'clock, I'm Tom Romano. Mark Hoffman to my left, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, at the beginning of the program, we teased.
We talked about, yes.
We talked about, you know, when you travel, you know, sometimes spending more gets you a lot
gets
more. The cheapest isn't always the best.
It isn't always the best. Our buddy Ed Perkins here made up a list, and I kind of liked it. I thought he hit it pretty right on, and so we've posted it, travelguysradio.com. So not only can you hear it from us, but you can look at it and see Ed's reasoning behind the ideas that he has here. His first one is checked bags, and Ed just explains that, yes, it's $25 to check a bag on most domestic airlines these days, but... if you're connecting someplace, especially if you're flying in the winter or something like that, flying a nonstop, even though it may cost you more money, it might be better to check your bag if you're going, if you're flying nonstop, that's terrific. But that sometimes with all of the things that can happen, it's maybe better to check the bag. You got to schlep it on the plane. You got to find a place to put it. On the plane, you've got to schlep it through the airport and all of that stuff. So that's one thing that Ed says. Sometimes the $25 is worth it. Also, he mentions nonstop flights, that sometimes it's better to pay a little more. You know, airlines, Tom, charge more for nonstop flights to their hub. If you want to fly to Houston on United, it will cost you more money than it will cost you to fly to Los Angeles and then fly to Houston on United. Mm-hmm. And it will, of course, take you less time to fly nonstop, but the advantage of that, of the nonstop trip, is your bag doesn't have to make a connection, and you don't have to make a connection either.
How do you feel about nonstops? But I don't know if they're nonstops, but they're none where you don't get off the plane. You land, you're on the plane for an extra 30 minutes, and then you take off again.
Well, the airlines pull this BS now, Tom, where they it's the same flight number, but they say, well, you get to Denver, you got to get off the plane and go over across the way here and get on another plane with the same flight number. So be really careful when you're booking what are called through flights,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times they're through flights but not on the same airplane, if that makes any sense. It makes no sense mm-hmm. at all, but that's the way they do it. Ed mentions that there are a couple of airlines that provide a better economy product than most other airlines, and that would be Southwest and JetBlue, that even if it costs a little bit more to fly on those carriers, which sometimes it does on Southwest, which has the two free bag rule, of course, that sometimes that can be a little bit better. We mentioned economy plus seats. I think that's really one of the best things when it comes to travel. If you don't have the status to get into the slightly more expensive part of the airplane, pay for it, because you're going to be a lot more comfortable. Those few extra inches of leg room will give you a little bit better opportunity to get on the airplane earlier. Those folks get to board earlier.
Are they a couple inches wider, too?
No, they're not.
Well, that sucks.
Global Entry and Trusted Traveler, the TSA pre-enrollment and the Global Entry thing, we talked about that. If you travel more than once a year, that you should consider that. And finally, the last on Ed's list is a real premium seat. If you're flying internationally, every once in a while, business class seats for international flights will go on sale. And you can get them at a seriously reduced price, usually in the off-season, usually on selected days of the week. But if you're flexible in your travel dates and you want to have a better seat, tell your travel provider, your travel agent, etc., that you're looking for a discounted business class seat, and see what they can find for you. And that's a list of some things.
This is great stuff, because I'm one of these people that always looking for the low fare. You know, I've actually traveled with cattle on a couple occasions. Yeah, there you go. Free
All
milk,
right,
though.
When we come back after the news, we've already done the news, after this break, you didn't know who you were earlier in the program, so after this break, Thomas Romano here has an interview with the legendary Barry Manilow.
This week marks the anniversary of the number one debut of Barry Manilow's mega hit song, Mandy, on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, 1975. Seems like yesterday. The Grammy, Tony, and Emmy award-winning musician's career skyrocketed to superstardom when the song topped the charts in 1975. And what an honor it is to have the man. If this was TV, you would recognize him immediately, would require no introduction. But since it's radio, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Mr. Barry Manilow. Barry, thank you so much for joining me.
Sure, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
And, of course, we're here for a couple of reasons. Number one, you've got a what is referred to as the One Last Time tour coming to Sacramento real soon. And as I was playing Mandy, when we were talking about how that in 1975 that was released, if you're planning on going to the concert, you've got a special deal going on where tickets start at 1975,
right,
for the show. That's pretty right. Special.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting idea. Yeah, and it's interesting because if you pick up the tickets for 1975, we've sprinkled them throughout the arenas. So, you know, a lot of them are up in the gods, but there are a couple of them that you can, you know, that are really good seats for 1975. We put them right in the middle of the arena too. So you never know where you're going to sit. But I thought 1975 was an interesting thing. It was so important to me.
You know, a lot of people are, you know, very obviously very familiar with your career and your music and all the great hits that you've written and performances and such, but probably a lot of folks may not know that you have a passion for music education. Tell me a little bit about the Manilow Music Project.
Well, you know, years ago, I realized that they're running out of instruments in schools all over the country. So whenever I go on the road, like I am now, in every city, I donate a piano, and then I do this instrument drive. I ask the audiences to bring down their instruments that they're not using. If they're just collecting dust in the attic or the basement, bring it down to the arena, and we give you two free tickets, and then we take your instruments and we fix them up, and then we give them to the school district in every city. And it's been working. We've been collecting a lot of instruments in every city, and we give them to the high schools and middle schools that are running out of instruments, because I really believe that music for young people is so important, even if they don't become professionals. Music classes really change young people's lives. I speak to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me that their grades go up. They learn how to interact with other people. It really is. It's not just playtime. It really makes a difference. So I do what I can do.
Barry has donated a piano to the Sacramento Unified School District. And again, the concert is on April the 17th. It's a Friday. And as Barry mentioned, if you bring an instrument, I wouldn't necessarily bring a piano. I think that might be...
No, but, you know, we've been getting a lot of guitars,
there
a lot
you go.
Of drum sets, a lot of trumpets, a lot of reeds, and, you know, all of it is really important because they're running out of instruments.
So bring your instrument to the box office there at the Sleep Train Arena, and you can pick up a pair of free tickets to Barry's show.
Somebody gave us a kazoo. Now, you know, that's pushing it a little.
Barry, tell me how music education played a part, if it did at all, in your career.
You know, I went to a real dump of a high school in Brooklyn, New York. As a matter of fact, it was voted the most dangerous high school in all of America.
Oh,
that's
so...
the high school I went to. But even
well...
though I went to a school like that, they had an orchestra class. And that orchestra class changed my life. I don't know whether I'd be talking to you after all these years if I hadn't joined that orchestra class. I wasn't very good at the clarinet, but it really did start me off on my way of becoming a musician.
So clarinet was your first instrument then?
Yes, I was. And can you believe it? I was the first clarinetist. Can you believe I? Can you imagine the rest of the orchestra if I was the first clarinetist? But it was fun, and it started me off on the way to being a musician.
Now, Barry, you've written just infinite number of great songs. You know, we played a little bit of Mandy. I Write the Song. What is your all-time favorite?
You know, I usually say Could It Be Magic, because that even came before Mandy. Could It Be Magic, I based it on a Chopin prelude, and beautiful song. But these days, I got to tell you, I think it's Mandy at this point, because it's not just a pop song to me anymore. It is so much more than just a song. It represents, you know, the beginning of my life. You know, I was so young then. I was so unprepared for what happened after I made that record. When I sing Mandy these days, these memories keep flooding through my head. So I guess I have to say that my favorite right now is Mandy.
Now, somebody asked me, they says, I told them I was going to spend some time with you and do an interview. And they says, tell me, be sure to ask Barry, is there really this Copacabana place? Does it really exist? What were you writing about?
Well, there was the famous Copacabana in New York City. Everybody played the Copa when it was big. Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, everybody played the Copa. It was a big deal. When you went to your prom, everybody went to the Copa. That's why Bruce and I wrote Copa, because it was a big, big deal.
Now, I got to ask you about the show coming up on the 17th. What are people in store for on one last time? And I also have to ask you, really, is this really going to be the last time?
Come on. It's the last big tour. I'm not retiring. I'll be making records and doing one-nighters. But, you know, I've been roaming the earth for 40 years with these big tours that keep me away from home for weeks and months at a time. It's the end of those kinds of tours. This is the last time I'll be doing one of those big tours. But you know, I'll be around making music for as long as I can.
And what's this show? What's this show going to be like?
Well, I'm trying to do as many of the big hits and even the smaller hits as I can. I figured if this is one of the last ones, not only will I do all the ones that I usually do, which is Mandy and Copa, and I write the songs and Can't Smile Without You, and Even Now, and this one's for you, but I also am dropping in some of the other ones that I haven't done in years, like Read 'Em and Weep or Somewhere Down the Road or Some Kind of Friend. And I'm just doing as many of them as I can fit into these hours that I have.
I understand also that the CD My Dream Duets is still doing extremely well. And this is a very interesting concept.
What a thrill that was.
Tell our audience, for those that haven't had a chance to understand what My Dream Duets is all about, explain how you created this particular album.
Well, my record company asked me if I would do a duet album, and everybody seems to be doing a duet album. And I thought, how do I make my duet album any different than everybody else's? And I came up with this weird idea. Could I take old records done by some of the great singers of all time and make them into duets? Well, the music technology has gone so far, we were able to do that. We were able to take off the old orchestras that sounded so old and scratchy and put brand new orchestras on it, and I do brand new arrangements, and take the old scratchy vocals and make them into beautiful sounding vocals and make them into duets. Well, singing with Judy Garland and John Denver and Dusty Springfield and Louis Armstrong and Whitney Houston, it was an unbelievable experience. And if you listen to this record, it's a jaw dropper. They sound like we've done this record yesterday with these people that, are such legends.
That's amazing. Imagine hearing Barry Manilow with Jimmy Durante or Sammy Davis Jr. or Louis Armstrong.
It's an amazing record.
Yeah, that's awesome. That had to have been a bunch of fun.
Yes, I was running for the Kleenex continually because singing with Whitney Houston when she was in perfect voice, it was really a very, very emotional experience.
Once again, my special guest on the Travel Guys, Mr. Barry Manilow, coming to the Sleep Train Arena on April 17th. Selling tickets for 1975, starting price of 1975 in honor of his 1975 hit, Mandy.
I remember all my life.
Mr. Barry Manilow, thank you so much for spending some time with me, buddy, and I look forward to the show, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks. This was great. Bye-bye.
I just can't smile without you.
Pretty cool there, Mr. Romano. I thought that was a pretty good interview. He started out just kind of giving stock answers, and then you asked some pretty good questions that he went on. Listen, we got some stuff to do here. Sports Leisure Vacations winner for this week, Carolyn Winters, who was on the Dame Edna trip yesterday, pulled this out of the box at random this morning. Carolyn, if you're listening, $100 travel card if you call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday or Tuesday. We did have a winner last week, Thomas, of our $200 prize. All right, the way you can spend $9,000 in Palm Springs?
Yes.
Two nights at Leonardo DiCaprio's house. It's actually only $45,000 a night. I mean, $4,500 a night. but there's a two-night minimum.
I see. Can you bring a group and split it?
I don't know. We got to get out of here.
You know,
Heather is next with the news. Tom and I, and Tom will know who he is. We'll be back with you again next Sunday at 3 o'clock. Have a great week.